Hello, everyone, and welcome to another episode of the Thirsty Nerds Podcast. Whoop. We are down one man short today.
He's in the dreamland.
May the Sandman bless him and keep him always.
Amazon tighten that leather noose around his neck. They say it's peak week, bitch.
Work has got him working.
Yeah, like working.
Yeah, so shout out being a responsible adult. To our brother Sumo, who will not be joining us today, but we do have a lot to talk about because the gaming awards were this weekend, and boy, oh boy, do we have shit to cover. But first of all, my name is Jess One, and thank you for joining us in another episode of the Thirsty Nerds Podcast, where we like to discuss different topics in the world of comics, movies, and video games. And I am joined by my fellow hosts.
Hey man, it is Clarence or Stooge Prime.
I am King. That is all.
And this is going to be the last episode of the year.
No, we got one more full episode.
Full episode. We got a couple little things coming.
We got a couple of the greatest movies of all time.
Yeah.
But today we are drinking Fishmas, getting into the holiday.
I even read it.
Yeah,
holiday spirit from Revolution. Shit. It is a festive red ale with ginger and orange peel. It's not overpowering, super refreshing.
It's smooth.
I'm gonna give it a try. 1 second.
Usually, every time you have something with orange peel in it, they just kind of put their whole fucking foot in there.
Yeah, their fist.
Yeah, and this one.
It's interesting.
Even though it's called Fistmas.
Yeah.
Not that strong.
Yeah.
I expect to get fisted, but
I don't like, hey. I don't like, I'm using that big on like holiday ales because they put a lot of just spice in it.
Yuletide spice. Yeah. You know the flavor.
Yeah. That potpourri when you walk into Strax and it just smacks you in the nose.
Yeah.
That shit that's on the ham and you bite into it, the clove.
Yeah. Mm. Starriness all up in your
Christmas.
Yeah. But this one's a super balanced beer. 6.5%. So it's still got a little bit of a punch. Yeah, 6.5. Gives you a little bit of a tingle.
Was that off cuff? Was that from the profile?
I think so.
He said
either I'm an alcoholic.
6.5.
Some people would call me an alcoholic.
Nah, you just
I call me a connoisseur.
That's right. A master of his craft.
But how's everybody been, man?
I've been pretty good. Just working. That's pretty much it. You know, I'm gonna be working another Saturday next week, and I'm excited for that from work. But
I'm sorry for your loss.
Yeah. So it's kind of peak over here too. So it's
nah. It's, the colder it gets outside, the happier I get. I love these.
But it's not cold though.
It's not 75 either.
Yeah, you're right.
It's not 60.
Yeah, this is like great.
Yeah.
This and fall weather is where I like it. Like this little area where it's like not frigid.
And my snow days are coming back, baby. Because you know they don't shovel. You know the city don't care about where I'm at.
Yeah, no, they don't.
I'm snowed in for like days at a time. So I told my people I work for. You know what's coming up. You know I won't be able to be here for some days now.
I'm kind of hoping
when it snows, I'll call you as early as I can.
I'm hoping we can get like another snow day like we did before. That was fun. Like we all packed up, went over to your place, got that piece of shit.
That's what I'm saying. Somebody should be a responsible adult, and we can have like a planned adult snow day.
Yeah.
I'm down.
Yeah, exactly.
I ain't trying to drive an hour away to fucking Michigan. I've been going to Michigan about an hour drive.
Yeah, you say you've been doing.
Yeah, that. It's not that bad as long as you listen to something.
Yeah, it's not that bad. I throw on a podcast.
I was gonna say,
have a dance party in my car, and people look at me weird.
And then during the snow times when you hit on the highway,
I ain't going to work.
The highway, it's not that bad when you're going there because it's traveled like a lot.
Yeah, it's usually just nothing. It's wet.
They get it once, they hit it with the salt, and you're cool.
We'll see. I'm using that to call off.
Why are you going to Michigan?
Capitalism.
Long story short, capitalism.
Oh.
Yeah, but with that being said,
Speaking of capitalism,
yeah,
the Video Game Awards happen for the year. You know, bring out all those awards. You know, a lot of interesting things happened.
It is that time of the year for the Game Awards, and you know what? I can't help but notice that they did a good job of changing the pacing of the Game Awards.
Yeah,
this was a tight 2.5 hour show, and that's much better than what they usually do, 3.5-4 hour shows.
Like before, it was just meandering. It felt like 5 hours.
Yeah,
like it felt like an all day thing. And a lot of it was just fluff. It was just like different like performances or random joke, like maybe skit here and there. I think before, like, they'll have like these little like video skits from remember back in the day that was supposed to be like parody of like video games. It kind of felt like what X-Play used to do. I'm not sure if it was the Video Game Awards in general, but I remember
it was like watching a cringy cousin do stand up, and he was like, come on, man, like you do this in front of like three people, not the world.
Yeah, they had a couple of those scenarios. Like, P.O. went up there to do a little set, and it kind of bombed. I don't know who wrote that for him. Poor guy, they sent them out there with terrible material.
You know, thank God for the Switch being a handheld system, because I was, you know, dual actioning.
Yeah, We're in the Pokemon universe watching it together.
Yeah, in Discord.
Yeah. And then confusing the rest of our party who was not watching it.
And refused to take their Switch off of their TVs. Refused. What are you guys watching? Oh, we're doing this. Huh. Maybe I should do that too. What are you guys watching?
But some highlights that we came up, that came across were trailers for one. Let's start with trailers. Any trailers stand out for you guys?
Honestly, there was a lot. I think it would be Judas. Judas looks really cool.
Yeah.
I'd be lying if that Diablo 4 trailer just, goddamn, it looks.
It's just like I've seen, like everything else just felt like I've seen trailers of it before. Like I've seen it and I'm already excited for it. Like, you know.
I'm more excited.
Yeah. It won't look like that though.
It won't.
Okay. So
fuck you, big.
Don't get your hopes up. It looks really cool. They need to make a movie.
Just collab with Pixar, all right? Just collab with Pixar and find somebody and get Guillermo del Toro.
Ah.
All right?
Okay.
And y'all just do a Diablo movie, okay? Just do it. And don't make the same mistakes that y'all did with World of Warcraft. try to build something. Movie. Try to build like a flavor profile and not just shove it down our throats.
Yeah, Diablo was fun. Judas from the creators of Bioshock. I thought it was going to be a Bioshock reboot when it first started.
There's been rumors about one, but I guess this is maybe what they were working on.
It was like, it's super Bioshocky, like from the
just hand stuff.
The hand flame,
the set pieces.
Yeah.
It
reminded me a lot of Bioshock Infinite.
Yeah.
Like the animatronics, a lot more leaned into that.
The nuclear family.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
But it looked super fun. The Lords of the Fallen, Elden Ring. You can't help but compare it to Elden Ring because it looks so similar.
That FromSoft feeling, man.
Yeah.
they started something. You know what? I'm glad they're not stopping. Just keep it going. Keep it going. We need fucking something.
and then speaking of FromSoft, they brought in fucking Armor Core. They brought their
nobody knew.
Yeah,
I don't know what's happening. But it looked hype. I don't care what was going on. It looks great. I just got to talk to I got to find my friends that play Armor Core. All they told me throughout the years that it's great.
Have you tried flipping the rock over?
Flipping the rock over?
Yeah, see if they're under the rock.
You're right. No, I haven't. They've been gone for so long.
Your friends?
The Armor Core fans.
They haven't had anything.
In their post-apocalyptic world because they've been so starved.
I don't know it. It just looks cool. I don't know anything about Armor Core.
At all.
None.
But thanks to Elden Ring, I will definitely be picking this shit up when it comes out.
Oh, you trust FromSoft now?
Yes. It's not like I didn't trust it before, but like I haven't been able to enjoy FromSoft game until Elden Ring. That was when I started enjoying it. I loved Bloodborne, but it was hard.
It was hard. It's okay.
It was hard, and I want to play it, though.
It's okay.
I do want to play it.
It's all right.
But they won't put it on PC for some reason.
I don't know why either.
Yeah.
We howl at the moon every year, every month.
Please. But
bless us with insight. Bless us with Bloodborne on PC. What the fuck are you doing?
But like they also brought out the trailers for the two heavy hitters for fighting games. They,
Tekken and Street Fighter 6.
Yeah.
And Street Fighter. Tekken 8 and Street Fighter 6. I said Tekken 6. Oh my God. Look, there's so many fucking numbers, bro. Just they really do have to call it like.
Get names,
they,
please.
Just Tekken something and then Evolution. Street Fighter something. Seriously, they really do.
Revolution.
But I'd be stupid if I didn't say Street Fighter's looking so goddamn good. Every time they show you something, it's like my mouth is open.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's looking super fun. They showed a little bit more of the world tour thing that you're supposed to.
Yeah, the one player mode, yeah,
the single player mode. Yeah.
And is it me or does everything outside of the actual fighting looks like mannequin? Everything looks. They all react like fucking mannequins.
Yeah, they're stiff.
Mm-hmm. Stiff. My back is stiff. Those motherfuckers are glued solid.
Like I always have a difficult time looking at the single player content for these type of games because I know this is what they need for other people, but they already got my money, so I don't give a shit what they do, you know?
Yeah.
I'm here to, you know, hit buttons. That's what I'm here for. I'm not going to be playing that single player mode. I'm just not.
I am. I just want to know how much effort they put in. It looks really cool. Like, it looks like a... It looks like a just a really fun beat 'em up, you know. And I like the whole like customize my own character and like learning stuff from different other characters.
Yeah.
And maybe they'll fill out different like their storylines, what everyone's up to, because this is now in the future of the Street Fighter timeline,
right?
Like, instead of just like going backwards constantly.
You know, the one thing I noticed is that they went from special to special. So he went Dragon Punch to like a Dalsim special to mm-hmm. the. So I wonder how that's going to work with overlapping like inputs. You know what I mean? Like how many of those can you add to your character?
Yeah.
Like can you just go from Dragon Punch to an Akuma
to Guile's
Demon? Fucking yeah. Thing. Like how is that going to work?
It's kinda... Well, my understanding is that when you pick your character to do the single player mode, you will pick a teacher to mentor you.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
And that would probably determine what moves you can select. And coming from the perspective of the guy who plays the games, a lot of those moves have different inputs.
Right. Yeah. Don't some overlap, though?
From the ones you named, the only ones that overlap are like the Yoga Fire and the Hadouken and everything. Okay. Different buttons, everything else.
My question, and I'm sure that it won't happen. I'm sure they won't like put that in like as an option. I want to know if you can take your custom character and actually play them online.
There would be fun mode for that, that would be kind of neat.
Okay, maybe custom against customs at least.
Yeah,
you know, that would be fun.
A ranked mode like that, absolutely not, but just you know, go in there and fuck around. You would just have to have that there to let people know this will be in this playlist.
Yeah,
because that's still gonna be really broken to have all the tools in the world.
Yeah. All of them. Just spam everything. It'll be funny.
Outcry.
What did you guys think of the brand new characters that they showed off for Street Fighter 6?
They look weird and cool.
Yeah. I really like the French chick. They still haven't shown the
being you know, who they used to be and realizing that it's okay to have muscly woman.
Mm. Yeah.
It's okay.
I've also realized these characters weren't leaked.
They were?
Yes. Oh, boy, were
that's
they
what,
leaked.
That's what I was actually going to get into. The whole roster was leaked a long time ago.
I didn't remember seeing them all.
So that's what I was going to get to. I'm kind of happy that it's kind of showing that the leaks were true. Mm-hmm. Not only because... not really happy for the leak wise because obviously it kind of kills some of the.
This is weird because when they showed the leak happened, and instead of it being it was received very well. Everybody was very fond of these character designs.
Yeah.
And then even though the leak happened, we're still talking about it because we knew these characters were here, but we see them in motion.
It makes me happy because I really am looking forward to T-Hawk's sister. The little grappler, little Mexican girl, which gives me hope that since the leaks were coming, everything that's dropped has been to the leaks, makes me feel like it is going to be true.
Oh, yeah. So, no, like I like how they put I think you said the French girl, the one who looked like Lady Gaga, right?
Yeah.
She just looks, yeah.
Nagi.
She just looks like, we were watching the trailer and just remind me, like, she just looks like Pearl from Steven Universe.
She totally does.
She's just Pearl. Yeah. She dances.
Can't wait for the mod.
Please. That'd be fucking amazing. And like make muscle bound lady. What's her name with the red hair?
I don't know, but I'll learn.
Oh, she gonna teach you.
Yeah.
To make her bismuth and shit.
That could happen too.
Yeah, at least. Yeah.
That could happen too.
Yeah.
What do you guys think about Tekken 8? How about it look to you guys?
It looks cool.
Everybody's jacked.
Yeah.
King so much- looks fucking ripped.
Did you see
bro?
The veins on his pecs?
Was that Marshall or
that's
Forest
Marshall.
Law?
That's Marshall.
Okay. He looked fucking jacked. Everybody's just veiny. And
Paul looks
baby
so homeless.
Ripley.
Paul looks so homeless.
I feel like they all, like, that's what they said about
him. He ran out of hair gel, and then it's just been downhill since then.
Yeah, man. The detangler's finally starting to kick in.
He looks so weird. Like, I can't even look at him because he's got the part that's, like, falling to the side. I don't know if he's, like, what the fuck he's doing with himself, but someone needs to get his life together.
Kazuya looks so damn. That suit, bro. Yeah. Every time I see it, I love
it. The character models of Tekken 8 look fucking fantastic.
Yeah, like presentation.
Yeah,
it's just top tier. Like I'm happy. It's a breath of fresh air compared to the years of Tekken 7 that we've been seeing.
But there are some concerns, right?
There are some concerns. But you know what? When I think about it, they're just old man concerns. You know, like let shit be.
Harada did come out and post. Some of the changes that are going to be included in Tekken 8, and it's going for a more aggressive playstyle.
Yeah.
Which, I don't, coming from somebody who gets his ass whooped in Tekken all the time, it felt pretty aggressive to me already.
So, like, during the interview, these are familiar words to some of us, and they want to, it's tough to watch a fighting game because they're focusing more on the esports thing. They want people to watch these things.
Yeah.
And when you watch fighting games and you see people kind of like, you know, move left and right and they block everything, it kind of gets a little dry, right? You know, no one's getting hit. Nothing's happening.
When you hear that constant trash bag sound, that trash can sound.
Dum, dum. Yeah, people get bored. So what they're trying to do is create more moments where things happen and put those type of expressive situations into the players' hands. And they're also trying to make it more enjoyable for the viewers by giving you more visual stimulating things.
Ah, okay.
That's what their focus is on right here. And when the older generations of people who play this game, they go, well, I wanted XYZ to happen instead of this. Stand aside because it's still happening. I get it. I get their concerns, but here comes a new game, you know? Sure. Get with it or go play the older ones.
Exactly. I guess evolve or die.
Yeah. As I don't know, I've always liked Tekken because watching it competitively, because it does have that, kind of sense of it is a slower thing, and when the combos land,
it matters.
It looks good and it matters. I guess maybe because I play the game and I understand what it takes to get to those situations, and I can see somebody that doesn't play the game would just find it boring. The same thing that people say about soccer, right? Soccer is boring unless you really know what's going on and everything that it takes to get to score a goal or whatever. So to someone like me, I can kind of see what the concerns are. And I do like watching Tekken because of that, because of the situations that you have to put yourself in instead of, I don't know, something like King of Fighters, where it's super aggressive, heavy, and if you fuck up, you lose half your life to combos. And then, there is something to be said about the way the Tekken used to be, where it was the dodges or the sidesteps would play a gigantic part into it. And now that if they are moving away from that, I can see where people will be salty about it.
We just have to wait for the game to come out to even see that, because no one jumped to these conclusions about a game being completely different when, you know, Street Fighter showed the exact same mechanic.
True.
No one's showing these type of things. I mean, I understand the Tekken frustrations, but see what they're cooking. Let them cook.
Like I always like always appreciate that Tekken was always like, because when we lived together, you always talked about how it was a legacy game and how, like, if you played one Tekken, you pretty much can take that knowledge and put it to any other Tekken afterward.
Yeah, and now, looking at this trailer, that still applies.
Yeah, still applies. Okay. Like, I am hoping they at least keep, you know, change what you got to change so you don't, you know, fall behind everything on the times. But, like, I hope they really keep that legacy aspect because that is one, like, it's not, I don't feel like a lot of game, like a lot of fighting games keep that after a while. Like, maybe the big ones here and there, but, like, I like how Tekken does it. So I hope they keep that. But other than that, it looks fucking cool.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, pretty much.
Yeah. June is back. I know a lot of fanboys are happy about that.
That's right. If Asuka wasn't enough, all right? They didn't have a high school fetish. They wanted a grown woman.
Thank God.
They wanted a grown woman. Now you got it.
Fucking finally.
All right. And hopefully she doesn't have the exact same moveset. I really would like a complete overtune of her fighting style because we have her fighting style. We have Asuka.
Yeah.
So give us something new. That's all. Just give us something new.
She's gonna come back with the ogre fighting style. Like, where have you been, Mom? I've been getting railed by ogre this entire time. I came back.
That's right. That's right. She came back with a few new tricks. She came back with a few new tricks. All right. She's strong. She's real fucking strong.
And finally, the last
like big
thing. Big trailer that made waves was the sequel to what our co-host who isn't here would probably say the best the game one of all time.
The one time that he needed to be here for this.
I'm saying, man, that's not Destiny. That's not Destiny. That trailer came up, I'm like, what the fuck is this? This looks sick. That's Destiny.
Oh.
This doesn't look sick. Yes, it does. No one's around to hear me say this.
Yeah. And I was actually talking about the other one. See,
there's maybe, two now. Maybe
it's a good thing. There's still more stuff to talk about this Game Awards, yeah, man. And what trailer were you talking about?
I was talking about Death Stranding 2.
Death Stranding 2? Yeah. The tentacle baby?
Yeah.
Yeah. See, maybe it's a good thing that he skipped this episode, because I don't think this room would have been able to contain him. He would have been fucking bouncing off the walls like Ricochet in Mucha Lucha.
All the beer on the floor.
He would have said, ooh, I fucking died. Like, God damn it. Oh, I'm fucking happy.
Look what Amazon took away from me.
I know.
But what'd you think of the trailer for Death Stranding? Are you as confused as I am? Are you guys as confused as I am? There's tentacles. There's more babies.
If someone didn't say it already, I'm going to agree with them and say it now. He can't keep getting away with it. Kojima can't No. He can't keep putting out cryptic whatever shit and just going, doesn't look cool.
He has a monopoly of them in the gaming market of just being weird, getting everything he wants, and doing whatever he wants, and making money off of it. He can just do it.
Kojima, what's going on? Tentacle pods.
Tentacle pods. What
the fuck does that mean? Where are you going?
Norman Reedus is now older. He's got his silver fox thing going on now. We have babies dying on screen. Like, that was...
The baby didn't die.
That baby's dead. Or he got trans.
Again, we need Jamal here. He's the only one that played Death Stranding.
There's so many things like, damn,
when
I should have been there.
The world needed him most. He vanished.
The Fire Nation's
going to
attack.
He needs to explain. I don't know what's going on.
Yeah,
I feel
the
like-
Fire Nation, free my nigga from the Fire Nation.
Bezos is Fire Lord. Fire Lord Bezos?
Lord Bezos. But yeah, looks weird and cool, and I don't know what's going on. I feel like
I never know
context.
What's going on in those games.
I don't know.
From Metal Gear to everything, I don't know what's going on ever.
But when you play them, it's like he's right. He's so fucking deep.
I get it. Capitalism.
Right.
I did
bestiality.
Whoa.
We're tackling all of these.
Whoa.
I honestly, I know we talked about it on the podcast before. It was already talked about how there was going to be a Death Stranding too.
Yeah.
But
yeah.
I didn't think about it so soon. Yeah. I was expecting another game, then Death Stranding too. But I guess, I mean, since the newer version that came out on PC and everything, why not? So this is to get like a double hitter.
I would think that was probably more to keep Death Stranding like in your heads so don't forget about it while 2 comes out.
Yeah, exactly.
This is literally a glorified DLC pack, probably.
Don't you love that taste?
Yeah.
It tastes stale.
Look, instead of like, you know, traveling on foot to place, now you're doing it by plane or no, now you're actually, you're not even going to travel anywhere. You're just going to be in the factory doing the packages.
Dude, that
deliver the packages like in Amazon. Yeah.
Exactly. This is all an Amazon training video.
This is all that is.
Chris is in there. He's in there.
Fucking Kojima is just friends with Jeff. Don't you guys know? They all talk all the time.
What were your,
makes perfect sense, actually.
What were some of you guys' favorite moments from the ceremony as a whole? Because we had
I mean, I can talk about the most infamous, the infamous one, well, but they, like, I'm talk about the other
ones. There's a couple of infamous ones. So, well, it started with the longest acceptance speech of all time.
By Chris Judge. He won the best voice over, right?
Best voice actor for
Kratos, God of War, Ragnarok. Game that's been out a total of 2.5 weeks.
Yeah.
And won every single award.
Swept.
And won almost every single award. Jesus Christ.
Like, how did you even finish the game yet?
No, I haven't. Nah.
Yeah, like, what the fuck? How do you know this has got the best score? You haven't listened to the entire score.
A lot of games came out this year.
It's almost like these award ceremonies need some type of parameters.
Yeah, it's like they're fixed.
I wouldn't say fixed.
You wouldn't say?
I'm just saying they just need some type of hardcore parameters.
Listen, man, I'm just going to say if somebody in the gaming awards committee complains about wrestling being fake...
Fair. The man's speech was actually a very well long-winded story. I was enthralled. I didn't even realize it was almost a 10-minute speech.
Was it like Grandpa Simpson talk? How he goes on and on and on, and then he trails off and
he cried several times.
It was a very emotional thing. You know, you get an award for working very, very hard, and you have something that you want to say, and you take the opportunity to do it.
And the opportunity to do it again.
and then keep going.
I love how he was talking. While he was talking, the sound team just gave him like theme music. Like,
yeah.
Emotional theme music.
They gave him the Oscar like walkout music. Like,
yeah.
They started playing him off and it got louder. So the music would get louder.
Yeah, exactly. Like, I feel like they were trying to give him a cue. Like, maybe you should stop.
Oh, yeah.
Maybe you should stop. You're like, well, no, I still have things.
No, he gave him a joke. He said, look, if you guys are going to stop me now, because I'm going to keep going. Okay.
It was so long. I came in the middle of the speech.
Mm-hmm.
And even after a while, even I thought he was going long. I didn't even start the speech, and it was long. It was so long that he continued it the next day on Twitter.
Salute to the guy. Salute to him.
He said, they cut me off. I didn't get a chance to thank my wife.
Exactly. But
he still had more.
He had more.
Like, he's a very, from what I only saw like a clip, but like
he's
a very emotional guy. He understands and appreciates how lucky he is to be in this role for such a popular game and to be as good and be as accepted by the community to be this voice of this character. I think he even said, like, in one of his clips, he said this voice, he dedicates his work on Kratos to his kids.
Mm-hmm.
Like, it was an apology to them. I don't know what, he didn't go into detail. Hey,
We don't need any more detail.
Okay, you're right. I'm curious.
What he also said, that he was like the last person to audition, like somebody had to convince him to even audition for the part.
Damn, yep.
You know, it's funny, he also, I saw this a couple days or a week before the Video Game Awards. He also expressed interest in wanting to play him in live action.
He did?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So was this all just like a character study? Like, he was like, look, I got the acting chops. Look at me cry on command.
I hope that man gets everything he wants.
Yeah. I mean,
Do it. Hire him.
Give him the job. He's earned it.
The next moment, because these things just, you know, kept hitting. So, my man, the myth, the legend.
Which one?
The flute.
Oh, yeah, the flute man.
He caught my attention. So it was in the theme, right? The score.
One of the musical performances, I think they were playing.
No. It was the actual score. Like, it was to do the...
Yeah, they were playing the music from Xenoblade Chronicles 3.
Oh, he did it throughout the whole thing because they did the whole all like five games that were and there was a guy dead in the middle who just kept swapping out instruments
And going hard.
On every single instrument. I haven't seen a head bop play with a flute like that since Lizzo desecrated Thomas Jefferson's flute.
Don't you say desecrated.
That's what Fox News told me.
Fox News told you. But we actually have his name here. Give me a hot second so we can give the man his flowers and refer
Pedro, to him. I wrote it on the thing.
He wrote it down. I did.
Pedro Ustache.
Ustache.
Pedro Ustache, the magnificent flute player who stole the show. Fuck yeah, he stole the show.
Mm-hmm.
There was that. I don't know why does the Game Awards feel like they need to jam-pack musical performances with people.
Yeah.
Performing weird songs that have nothing to do with anything.
Did that happen?
Yeah.
There was one. I don't think that happened this year.
They had Halsey in there doing some kind of weird song that didn't make sense.
It was for Diablo 4 at the very least.
Right.
At the very
again,
least.
Again. Didn't make sense.
I understand like they need to fill in time and stuff, but I think you talked about up top that like at least I know it's still like annoying here and there, but at least it's way more cut down than
it's on theme. Yeah. It's on brand.
And it's on theme this time, you know, compared to gaming, what it was like before.
Gaming is a new zenith where it is the cool thing to do now for cool people.
Yeah.
And I think I brought that up during our watching thing when I was vilifying all of these fucking Twitch streamers are up there with their high fashion making fucking Nike dunks sell out of the fucking stores.
That's right.
Seething with hate now that gaming is a cool thing, so now all the cool kids do
cool.
it.
It's cool.
Raising up the price of sneakers, you fucking...
Oh, I'm sorry.
Let it all out. Let it all out.
But, gaming is now... it's a cool thing to do now, right? So now they're trying to mainstream and mainline it. So I've noticed it for a few years now. It's like the blending of pop culture into gaming is becoming so much prevalent now.
Yeah.
To where you have Halsey doing a song that has nothing to do with Diablo in front of Diablo.
Mm-hmm.
Or Ed Sheeran doing the theme song for Pokemon Violet and Scarlet.
They came to him.
Like, fuck it, sure, okay, I guess.
But if you want to talk about things that they could have put more time into, I still don't understand why they have awards for, like, best esports team, but you don't see who they are. Best coach, but you don't see who they are. It's just a name. Like, who are these people?
Because they're not even there. China.
They're not even there to accept it.
Did they not get an invite?
Well, I don't know.
Yeah, like, what?
Cool that they get these awards, but, like, who are they?
Well, because the Houston Overwatch League team is based out of Beijing, Japan, or Beijing, China. That's why.
Oh, yeah. But still, if you're going to give these people awards and like display it and everything, allow them to be known to the people watching it.
Yeah.
Because not everybody knows who these people are. And I think if they win an award, at least give them the courtesy of let me see their face.
Yeah. They do the thing that the Grammys do or the Oscars where they have so many awards that they give out that a lot of them just become like side talk.
They're just names. Like
they're on the side of the.
Yeah.
Yeah.
They got
put a mugshot up.
At the very least, it doesn't put their face up.
It doesn't take 2 seconds, right? Like it's just boom, there they are. All right, move on. But
like have them take like a team picture, you know, some type of prom picture, whatever. Let them do something. Give them that facial recognition for the people at the time that you know would like to see them. Pay them the respects.
Sometimes you have to take matters into your own hands if you want screen time.
Just do it on yourself.
And you have to smuggle your way up there.
Yeah.
In the middle of the Game of the Year presentation, like my man did.
Sometimes you got to take what you want. All right? No one's going to give it to you.
Yeah. Congrats on Elden Ring getting Game of the Year. But
like, and getting fucking invaded.
Getting fucking invaded.
Fucking invaded. Stay on your toes, bitch.
Apparently, yeah.
Gang squad coming through.
So I'm sure whoever's watching this already knows. If you don't know, well, some 15-year-old kid at the Game Awards somehow clapped his way onto stage.
He just walked up. No one stopped him.
Not a single person questioned him. development team that went up there.
He fucking put his hands on them. He's like, yeah, good job, guys.
Move people out the way to grab the mic.
Yeah.
Give thanks to his rabbi.
Yeah.
Reformed
rabbi.
Reformed
of North Carolina.
Rabbi. Get it in there.
Bill Clinton.
They arrested that boy.
Oh yeah, he is full.
They arrested that guy.
I said that as soon as he was walking out. I was like, that man going to jail.
The what's his face announced it on Twitter. Next day, he's like, yep, he is the person who came on stage fully arrested. Like, oh damn, okay.
But I would hope so.
I
how did he get past your security?
Why was no one tackling him during the speech?
How did nobody walk up and be like, yo, she belong up here?
Exactly.
My executive would turn around like, no. Real simple. How did they let him just linger? they all work together.
That's the ghost of Elden Ring. The same thing happened at a tournament a few years ago, a long time ago, for Marvel 3. Mm-hmm. And when they had the champions come up to receive the rewards, a random guy walked up onto the stage with his controller to challenge the guy who just won Marvel 3. He said, hey, bro, run the set right
run
now.
The set right
now. And the community dubbed him the Ghost of Marvel 3. Because the Ghost of Marvel, because he embodied the spirit of anywhere, anytime, any place.
Yeah.
The Ghost of Marvel, but the Ghost of Elden Ring.
Did he count? Did it happen?
No.
Oh, okay.
If it happened, it happened behind closed doors.
Apparently, from what I've heard about, because I watched a few videos of some people who have like did a deep dive to figure out who is he, what, how does it happen, why did it happen, all that shit. Besides, like all the conspiracies that is out there, but from what like certain like screenshots of like texts have shown, like apparently he's on InfoWars. He was on InfoWars like a few years back.
This 15-year-old kid?
Yeah. He was on InfoWars a few years back. And I guess he trolled them too. He's a known prankster. He's a known troller.
Oh, he's going somewhere then.
Yeah.
Somebody interviewed him.
Yeah.
After he kept.
And he
kept
stayed in character.
The entire time.
He stayed in character.
And so like apparently 5 days before the award ceremony, he planned like, yeah, I'm going to go. I'm going to do it. And the guy he was talking to is like, you ain't gonna do it. You ain't gonna do that shit. There he is.
Watch.
Pull it up. He was on screen.
The first thing that I saw was like people complaining that it was anti-Semitic because he came up there doing some kind of Jewish accent. I thought the motherfucker was Italian.
I
didn't put 2 cents into anything like that. I'm just worried, like, you know, how the fuck he get up there and what's he talking about?
I was just happy, like, one.
I was concerned he was gonna like just fucking steal a Miyazaki and fucking dip out, just start barrel rolling down the stage.
is he going up there to use his Ash of War?
It's like, I'm getting out.
His Ash of War was that fro.
I'm so kind of surprised he didn't just start, like, as they tried to get him, he just start running. Just
yeah, break some ankles, break some do a spin ankle. Move.
Motherfuckers were breaking down his outfit choice that he was wearing, like, $1,300 DCs or something like that.
I mean, yeah. His outfit, I mean, his, like I think suit was way too big for him.
Yeah, how did he even get invited there?
I don't
know. Who is he?
These are all the questions.
Yep, there you go. And you know what? This is probably the best Game Awards has been in a long time.
Yeah.
And I remember seeing is his name Jeff Knightley? I hope I'm right there. I remember seeing him tweet that he was very excited and very proud of the work that he's done, and this should be a show to remember. And he did a good job.
Yeah.
It was one to remember.
He handled the curveballs well. He's always put his a lot of work into these, and they've gotten better over the years. And I think this is the best one so far.
Yeah, keep it
super
tight.
Super tight product. Yeah, super well produced. Applause all around.
You know, plug up the few holes you see, because you know everyone always thinks they can do better. No one ever thinks it's perfect. You're doing a good thing here.
Yeah.
And with that being said,
a week back and everything, there was a lot of like trailers that just got dropped out of nowhere. I guess there was a Comic-Con in Brazil. Yeah, some sort of Comic-Con somewhere outside the United States and everything. And
so that's just, where they dropped all the trailers from?
Yeah, there was a lot of trailers. Okay. Like, it was, so first off, we got like Indiana Jones 5, Henry Ford almost dying.
Harrison,
sorry. Okay.
I'm like, Henry Ford is dead.
They're both old and white. It's all right. But yeah, it's like they dropped the trailer finally for the Indiana Jones Dial of Destiny.
And
yeah.
It looks like Crystal Skull is no longer canon.
Nope.
Damn. they didn't want to say with their chest out.
He has no son, all right? His only son is the little Asian boy from the second one. No, first one, sorry. Yeah. That's it.
They just, sorry for trying to do something new, guys. Sorry for trying to hand the reins off to somebody because Harrison Ford is old.
Exactly.
Instead, we're just going to CGI him out younger.
Yeah.
Which is what they did.
It looks
pretty good.
It looks scary good. Like, granted, I want to see it more on screen. Hopefully it, like, because I think the test is when they talk. Like, when the lips go.
Well, you see how good deepfake is.
Yeah. No, it's true. Like, but that's when people do effort. Like, I've seen so many, like, we've seen this, like, over the years and stuff, and it never looks good, even though it has, like, a budget of, like, $300 million or something like that.
Yeah.
Like, I just hope this... I don't know. Like, we've seen deepfakes that look really good, and they only cost them like $10. Like, they do it on, it's like a side project.
Yeah.
So let's hope. I don't know.
It should look good.
That's
what I'm saying. It's should supposed to look good.
But we'll see.
Don't praise it for being what it's supposed to be.
No, only.
But it looks intriguing. I mean, it's Indiana Jones shit.
Yeah. It looks like they're doing the grand tour a little bit. Like, it feels like they're going back in the past or.
Yeah.
I'm not.
Ideally, we would hope this is the swan song, right?
Yeah.
We hope that with this traveling back in time or this flashback scenes that they're doing, it's probably, we're hoping that this will be the swan song. But knowing capitalism,
the machine has to turn. So we get to see whether or not Indiana Jones is going to gracefully disappear into our hearts or keep turning out that money.
Is he
going to
finally give up that fucking hat? Do you think he's going to find... Because before, you know, he was a fake out.
He's going to get buried in that.
He's going to get buried
in that. I'm calling it now. He's going to put the hat down. You know, there's going to be like a really heartfelt moment. You know, he's going to take the hat and put it down. And then
he's going to walk to the door, creak the door open, and then he's going to look back, and the movie's going to end.
Oh, that's yours? Mine would be like, you know, after the credits roll and everything, they might have like a little time skip, and you see a random hand take the hat. To show that somebody else is going to keep the mantle going, but it's not going to be him.
The hat actually is going to be in a museum, and then someone's going to steal it.
Yeah,
the hat's going to get up, fly, and going to land on Chris Pratt's head, and
gonna say, "Gryffindor,
no, how dare you?
Gryffindor,
not put that out there. God damn." Speaking of which,
Mario trailer, pretty good.
Yeah, Mario.
Was it a trailer or was it just a scene?
No, it was a full trailer.
Oh.
Like they had
it
a
was
whole
a scene.
It was a scene.
It was not a scene.
It's a scene from we just watched like 35 seconds of the movie. That's all we did.
That's all trailers.
No, it was a consistent 35 seconds of the movie. Like they took that from the movie.
Yeah.
Wait, it was just a scene.
Are we talking about the same thing? I'm talking about the ones like they show like there's going to be Mario Kart. There's a scene
There's two trailers. You're right. The Video Game Awards dropped a scene.
Yeah.
I'll show you afterwards. But yeah, Video Game Awards dropped a scene, an actual like 45 second scene.
Yeah, of him going like through the warp pipe and Toad like, you know, walking him through the Mushroom Kingdom. And you can hear how they actually use Mario music to be the background music.
Yeah.
Unlike Sonic. They celebrate that we're watching a Mario movie and we're seeing the Mario world.
And like the city was, it was funny because they went super meta with it where they're walking through the city and they're like, they're going to cross, like they get on a platform and then he has to hop from one platform to the other to get across the thing.
Okay.
And like Mario's like falling and slipping off of it. Mm-hmm. And then he gets to like the end of the road and he has to hop over like blocks to get to the other side of the road, and he's like, "Why are they single block? Why are they just a single block?" Which was really kind of funny. But you're right; they did drop an actual trailer that looked like they just
through they everything. Knew,
yeah, they know this is the only Mario movie they're gonna make.
It's the only chance they got. It's only,
nope.
They're yep. going balls to the walls. I wouldn't be surprised if we get some like Smash. Like
we very much got like that whole Mario versus Donkey Kong was just Smash. It's like
it's a callback to Smash, and it's a callback to the very first appearance of both characters.
Yeah.
In the Donkey Kong game, Rainbow Road was on there.
Yeah, Rainbow Road.
It's a Mario celebration. I can't wait to see Waluigi in the background breaking his tennis racket. That's it. That's all a Waluigi you'll ever get. That's it.
That's all we need. That's all Waluigi you ever need.
Or I want it to be like a...
Fan casting. Who's your Waluigi?
Who's my Waluigi? Oh, man, I didn't get that far. Yeah. Shit.
Gotta keep you on your toes, son.
What...
I know who my Wario is.
Wait, who's your Wario?
What's his name? Louis, whatever. The guy who's playing...
Penguin?
No, Adam's family, the father. What's his name?
Oh,
Louis,
he yeah. fucking...
Just, Louis Guzman?
Yeah, just that's my, that's like my Wario. Wario. That's my Wario.
I like
is,
it.
He is Wario. I was...
Then, fuck it. Bring John Leguizamo and Waluigi.
Just bring him back.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. yeah.
And see? With the Sid voice, though.
I want him to have like the real high pitched voice, and then like when he's off camera, he just has like a real like depressed detective voice. Like I can't keep doing this shit.
Also, another one. It wasn't at the Comic Con. We'll get back to it. But Beast Wars.
Yeah. Or
the new Transformers movie trailer came out.
God they got damn
me.
It.
They got me.
I'm
back.
They got me.
This is look. I'm going to watch either way.
I put my Beast Wars right now.
But the nitpick brain of Tide, my brain was just going off for Beast War stuff because I'm like, look, they're huge. I did not expect they're supposed to be just animals and they're like gigormous and they wouldn't be able to blend into anything. They're just met with their metal bodies and stuff. And I'm like, what?
Why?
But I know why.
Why would robots need to blend in with animals?
That's not the point.
Okay.
All right. It was okay. What happened in the show.
We got it. Got
are they gonna have homie Rat Trap in it? I didn't see
granted, no. Yeah.
Okay, who do you want to? Because we got Cheetor. Confirmed.
I got mine. And the rhinoceros.
We even got Air Razor confirmed.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Is there anybody that's missing from this?
Fucking.
That you want.
Wasp.
Waspinator.
Yeah.
Dino.
Dinobot.
Dinobot has not showed up, so I want Dinobot. My boom.
Well, wasn't Dinobot in the last one?
What do you mean? No, that was just the fucking beast, not the Dinobots.
See, there you go.
Not this is different.
This is the problem.
No,
I want to see how far into the trenches they're going to go. I want to see how far into the trenches they're willing to go. I want to see Black Arachnia.
Ooh,
you're right.
You're asking for too much.
I'm asking.
She'd be so sexy?
That's what I'm
they
asking.
They wouldn't make
for.
Her sexy, though. I you know that.
You sure?
I.
Look at me.
Did you see the bike?
Say it. Look at me.
I.
You sure?
Look, if Michael Bay was still directing, maybe. Yeah. But I don't think so.
You sure?
He's not. No, he's not directing.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not saying I want it.
I'm not talking about Michael Bay.
Eight pair of titties?
Are you sure that they're not going to make Black Arachnia? You sure?
I don't know. I don't think so.
Yeah, look at that. Your confidence. It wavers. Your knees. They buckle.
Wait till she's on screen.
Look, I'm still hoping they make fucking Rouge when she shows up sexy.
Relax.
No.
Relax.
It's gonna happen. But
they don't need to do that. The people already do that. And they recognize that. Why do work you don't have to do?
They're gonna do it.
Why do work you don't have to do?
They're gonna do it.
You're right.
Okay. It looks cool.
Yeah,
it just looks like insanity. I don't know what the fuck is happening, and I don't care.
I haven't known what the fuck is happening in the Transformers movie since
the first one.
Yeah,
I
didn't even know what's happening in that movie. Either.
Do you know
blow
that,
shit up and transform? Just go. I just
hope that Optimus Prime says his famous line. You know his catchphrase. I'll kill you. No, I'll kill you.
Oh, from that movie.
From every movie. We mean.
He's a murderer.
That's Bay Prime, all right? That's Michael Bay Prime.
This is from the Bay universe, basically.
Who cares? Who cares? We have people who actually watch the show.
I'll kill you. Give me your face. Remember he tore that guy's face off?
He did.
He did.
And then he says for... Oh, God.
So Transformers is a cocaine-fueled trip. You know what else is going to be a cocaine-fueled trip?
What?
Cocaine Bear. The trailer finally dropped. We talked about Cocaine Bear being produced a while ago.
Movies are back, baby.
Yeah, and it seems to have been true. So the movie, based on real events, where a bear sniffed a shit ton of cocaine and went on the rampage.
Nope.
It didn't go on a rampage.
It died.
No, it went to sleep. But I do. I think I remember hearing that he did go through, like, he rampaged a couple, like, garbage cans. And then, like, passed out and then died.
Oh, I just remember they
from a heart attack.
Like, they found, when they finally got to where it happened, he was there and he was dead. Like, man, they did was speculate, like, wow, man, if anyone was around when he ingested that cocaine, could you imagine? And so, as soon as they stuffed him and gave him to a random, like, musician.
Movie.
Yeah.
That's a movie.
That's a movie. Pretty much.
They stuffed him and did what?
They stuffed him. Some musician had him. I forgot who the musician was. But then apparently they put him in a fucking mall. Yeah. I don't know why. They just put Cocaine Bear in a mall. This stuff.
Why do we desecrate? Why are we desecrating?
I don't know. We deserve everything coming.
Come
to
one,
us.
Come all. Look at the Cocaine Bear.
They wasted no time. They literally was like, you know what? You know what we should do? Let's not waste this Cocaine Bear. Let's give it.
Don't waste the cocaine.
You don't waste a Cocaine Bear. Are you a moron?
You get a Cocaine Bear every summer.
Exactly. But no,
the movie looks fantastic.
Looks hilarious, and it also has some, you know, it has some talent in there.
Yeah. So I can't. Yeah, definitely a C.
I find it's kind of weird. The guy, I'm not sure if you. I watch TikToks, and there's a guy who does this like TikTok where about workers.
Uh huh.
Yeah, he's in the trailer with a mustache and everything. Yeah,
yeah. I'm like,
yeah. What do you want to do? Argue with you?
Like, are you working hard or hardly working? I'm hardly living. Okay.
That is him. Yeah,
that is him. Happy to see him getting work.
Exactly.
Happy to see
him. Look at that. Look at TikTok. Look at that. Look at him.
Spirit bomb for my man. Spirit bomb for my man. Glad you're making it, man. Glad you're making it.
Good job. And then with that, we also have Guardians 3, where you're going to cry again.
The new installment.
Again.
From... Huh? Marvel.
Oh, you didn't know none of them made you teared up a little bit? Like a little bit.
Here's a spoiler alert.
I ain't your father, boy. Oh, you don't have any daddy.
I'm not the biggest fan of the Guardian movies.
Yeah, neither am I.
Okay. That's fine. Okay. But yeah.
First one was cool. Second one was eh.
To me, they're both eh.
You know?
I like them all.
You can't it's really hard to make me care about these ragtag space people.
I love them.
I like Space Pirates?
I like Rocket Raccoon better in the video game than in the movie.
What? Wait, which video game?
Marvel's Capcom 3.
Okay.
Yeah.
I don't, like...
I have more fondness to that. It's just I don't really care for the movies. I tried. I'll be there. I watch them all.
But... Well, I like them, and I am excited for Marvel Guardians 3.
Tell us what's got you more hyped.
I am excited. I am, well,
what are
hyped.
What are you hyped about?
I want more Rocket Raccoon. He's my favorite character in that group and everything. Mm-hmm. And I'm happy to.
We get an adult group back. Yeah. Are you happy about that? No more baby group?
I don't really give a fuck.
We get more.
He's just there to sell toys.
He's there to say we are Groot.
Look, it's bad enough that he's voiced by. Don't touch me.
We are Groot.
Stop. Get your fucking hand. He's
voiced by the hero of America.
Shut the fuck. I know that I was gonna say. Like, it's bad enough.
He's the head of the fucking family. You understand
me,
boy?
He single-handedly got Brittany Griner.
Shut the fuck
released.
Up. You're gonna make that shit. I knew you're gonna make that shit.
He drove there
to Russia.
He drove to Russia.
He went to broke down Putin's door like, you better get her back before Christmas.
Yeah, he would. That was Biden, and he said, "Yeah, I'll be back before dinner."
See, this is a Jamal Sumo. This is your episode. You got Vin Diesel news. You got Destiny news. You got Death Stranding too. Fuck, but.
Man, he's not even here to talk about DC finally rebranding.
We got
more juice.
Rocket Raccoon, fine.
Yeah,
I'm actually hyped about High Evolutionary.
This is true. Yeah, I like that actor. I don't know.
Not only that, they're bringing in mutants. High Evolutionary is a mutant villain. The X-Men villain.
Hmm. Well, he will be dead by the end of the episode.
The Scarlet Witch is an actual mutant.
Who?
So,
no, she's not.
No, she's not.
Not comic canon.
Look, when she comes
anymore.
Look, she's dead.
What about her brother?
He's also not comic canon mutant.
Oh, Pietro's not a mutant no more?
Nope.
What is he?
They are mutates.
No! What the fuck is that?
In the realm of Spider-Man. Spider-Man is not a mutant. I don't make the rules.
Spider-Man was never a mutant.
No,
he's a mutate.
He's a mutate, yeah. That's why he was never...
I don't make the rules.
The movies do.
You're right.
The movies make the rules.
You're right.
You are right.
The bigger medium decides.
Yeah.
That's why the bigger
medium... And I gotta be happy with it. Mm-hmm.
You didn't learn this with Sonic, my friend?
What do you mean?
What do you mean? Didn't you read the comic books and then realize the comic books were following...
Sonic comic books?
Yeah, yes, you do.
And then the comics started following the video games.
You're right.
The bigger medium wins.
Anyway.
I mean, but Sonic started with video games.
I mean, almost
it's more heartbreaking when the comics, it started as comics following the movies. They're based on the comics.
I'm just saying we learned this lesson sooner and you guys are a little slow to the uptake.
You had no choice but to learn that. We made that choice.
But speaking of the bigger medium making decisions, as you were saying, DC is James Gunn's already making some moves and decisions.
I'm glad.
Yeah, me too. So apparently they are.
He has said what we were all thinking. We need a restructure.
A reset.
We need an end goal or a goal as a whole.
Yeah. The one thing that kind of got me from his statement was that he did say that all media would be connected: animation, movies, video games, and
that's a lot.
How?
Yeah,
you can't do that.
That's a lot.
It's impossible.
It's not.
It's not impossible, but is it? Is it
wise?
Practical?
Yeah, it's not wise. No,
it's both. I don't know about wise, but it is possible. It is practical.
Is it practical?
All you have to do, it's really simple, just to leave us a good amount of time in between each releases, like story-wise.
Yeah, because they're going to do that.
It's like I said, it's doable. You don't have to have an occurrence happen right after another unless you want to fill that time slot in immediately.
Yeah.
Unless you already have that cooking. All you have to do is just leave some time for things to happen.
And we get to the Marvel problem.
It's a good thing DC hasn't started yet to get to the Marvel problem.
Let them start first.
They're going to be fucking sprinting to the finish line because they have a lot of ground. This is the, third DC reboot in this decade?
They'll get it eventually.
It just feels like a constant whiplash of we care, but then we don't actually care. But we kind of do care. Things are kind of connected, but we don't really care.
Hopefully
it's
now
trying to start a lawnmower without hitting the primer button.
it's
got to get started. That's what he's trying to do. He's like, you guys didn't hit the fucking button. Let me just, he's got to pull the cord.
Yeah. Hopefully now with some kind of unified direction that. Yeah. James Gunn and apparently his brother also is bringing to the table. So I guess they're working in tandem.
Yeah.
What was this stuff about Wonder Woman 3 though?
Yeah. So from what I heard is that Patty Jenkins was asked to rewrite the script to Wonder Woman 3 and she refused, so she bounced.
Unlike James Cameron, she got notes for her movie.
Shut up.
But yeah, and they basically say they looked at her ideas for Wonder Woman 3 and they didn't like the direction they were going and they had basically creative differences.
Well, it makes sense if you're restructuring the entire universe, right? You would want something else to follow along with that. There are also rumors that Jason Momoa will not be reprising
Aquaman
anymore, but in fact now he might be in talks to play Lobo.
Possibly, yeah.
People wanted that from the beginning, but that's a little... I don't know. Do you want to bring somebody else? Do you want to bring somebody back in a different character?
It just fits more of a motif for the DC identity crisis.
That's right?
Yeah. Infinite identity crisis.
I could care less what they do.
Don't give them that fucking pitch.
The infinite identity crisis? That's not a pitch, man. Look,
that's copyrighted by 13 Minutes Podcast.
Yeah, remember the Power Rangers episode, Forever Red?
Stop.
Say, no. You don't. When they had like every single Red Ranger from all across,
it was a cool episode.
Yeah, they're gonna do that. They're gonna do it with Batman, and they're gonna have a person who played Batman put the suit on. We're gonna have Forever Batman. Enter the Batman verse.
That's just the new Flash movie coming up. It's pretty much what it's gonna be.
Reverse Flash has to be Ezra Miller.
When it comes to like him coming back as Lobo and everything, honestly, with this whole thing, I don't care. I'm tired.
Yeah,
it just get it right once. If it works,
then cool. Like
One of the first projects that they did tease under the new regime is a Blue Beetle project.
Yeah, they're
cool.
Yeah, like there's been set photos coming out from that, and they already have a poster out. I don't know if this is going to get left behind, though.
Like, right, yeah, I wonder how many like on-the-fly changes have been made already. You know what I mean? As far as like editing goes, because it's pretty much already filmed, right? I assume they're doing some refilming with the new regime.
Mm-hmm.
I wonder how much from the original story is going to be kept to be able to fit the new narrative. Another thing that I saw coming out of there was... a lot of Snyder boys.
They mad. I'm happy.
No. They're not mad. They're like, yes, bring back the Snyderverse, please. James, you're
bury these weeds. Listen, and cover them with salt.
You fucking
cover them with salt.
Just because you pay $8 to get that fucking little check mark next to your name doesn't mean we should listen to you.
No.
In fact, I muted you.
Let it die.
No, they'll never let it die.
Let the past die.
I do hope Henry Cavill does come back for another. I want to get your thoughts on
Henry
this.
Cavill.
Yeah. Should we just let it die. Rest?
What? Let him rest, Superman?
Yeah.
No.
I know.
I'm a fan.
I am too, but
then I'm biased. No,
I feel like I'm on the opposite. Let it die.
Yeah, I feel like if we're starting fresh, let's start fresh.
Yeah, no. Let him be somebody else. But
he can be a different Superman.
Sure. No, that you. you want to be fucking what's another Superman?
He is.
He can be Bizarro.
No, he is post 52 Superman, where new 52 Superman and the other Superman combined. Into one Superman, all right. He is, that is who he is.
Huh?
Shut the fuck up.
That is who he is. He is Superman.
No, like they also have like apparently they possibly are cutting footage from the new Aquaman movie because he was supposed to like have a cameo there. And everything's up since now that they finally decided to probably start like
we may cut footage
reset
from the new Aquaman movie.
Yeah, new Aquaman movie. Yeah, and also I think Ben Affleck's footage is also on the table too to be probably cut. Stuff because he's supposedly in it. So everything's now on the cutting block and everything. He was coming. Remember resurgence of Henry Cavill being back since he showed up in Black Adam. I don't think it's going to be happening. It's going to be like a lot of things in DC.
Don't say that.
It's not. Gal Gadot. We keeping her?
No.
I agree. I think we should get a new Wonder Woman.
Yeah, please get a new one.
If we're restarting, let's restart correctly. Buff? Who we thinking?
I don't know.
Jenna Carano? Can I guess?
Sure.
She. No.
I don't know. I don't. Who is she again?
Jenna Carano?
From where?
Mandalorian. Mandalorian.
No.
Give it a.
She had her chance. She can continue doing Republican movies, okay?
Live Wire, whatever the fuck it's called.
Yeah.
Did anybody watch that?
I'm not watching that shit.
I want to watch.
Not
it
even
with
drunk.
You. I'll watch with you guys.
The Hunter Biden laptop.
Yeah.
There's a laptop movie.
Yeah.
Oh, I'm watching that.
I can't believe they put so much money into that. I hope that movie's good.
They gotta get that bag.
Yeah.
And I like a lot of the people who were part of that project told him like, do not put my name on that.
Yeah,
they're like, please, I no, just like in the porn, like, do not put my name in there.
I don't want credit for this.
Please,
you did it.
You did.
This is yours. You did it.
You did. This is all you.
Oh man, I would love to see that.
Exactly. Shit.
Who would be a good Wonder Woman?
I don't. Right.
See, it's tricky, right? Because you need someone that's going to be able to carry the actual acting chops that are needed to play Diana and to play Wonder Woman because it is. She is a complex character.
Yeah. If written correctly, yeah.
Yeah, if written correctly, she can't. We've shown here in the podcast from several different books that we've read, especially Dead Earth.
Yes,
Wonder Woman is a highly complex character. So you need the acting chops to back it. But then there's also that physical appearance of this perfect Diana, right? Like we obviously don't need anything in the size of like. An IBBF pro.
Right? We don't want like, you know, sexy curvy. We just want to be muscly. Yeah.
Well, not only that.
She's
like,
supposed to be a warrior. The body would represent that she's a warrior.
Strong presence, I would say.
Yeah.
It doesn't need to be ripping flex or even like super big. I think Gal Gadot
look like The Rock.
Gal Gadot. Gal Gadot had a look, which I really do feel like she had a look of it, but there was like an aura or a presence that she needed to give it that extra oomph.
Yeah,
she had the facial and
she wasn't physically imposing.
Not only that, she just didn't
her presence.
She didn't kick open a door. I feel like, her presence wasn't imposing. She doesn't have to be. Completely ripped. I think her body's for her body type, she looked pretty good. She looked fit.
Yeah.
Granted, maybe just, she could have hit a couple. She could have hit the gear.
It was a little weird that she was the smallest Amazon on her island.
Hey, get it. And people were saying, well, she's a demigod. She doesn't need to be strong. Well, hey, call The Rock. Get that Liver King diet going.
Why does Hercules need to be buff if he's already a demigod?
Get that Liver King diet going, baby.
That's right. How many different supplements we talk about? All of them. All of them.
The kitchen sink.
He was so mad. I mean, not mad, but it's just, you just see the look on his face like, I got caught. Yes.
I fucked up,
okay? I have insecurities, and that's why I take them, like, okay?
Trust me, buddy. Nobody cares about the gear. Except the fact that you doubled down about it.
Yeah. No,
exactly. We all know everybody's on gear.
Exactly. That's the.
You think The Rock is not on gear? People are mad.
Yeah.
They're mad.
They're like, what? The Rock can't be on gear.
Are you kidding?
He's a fucking 54-year-old man.
I keep forgetting.
Oh, are you out of your goddamn mind? What do you think is bald?
That dude is huge.
His daddy had a fro till he almost died. The Rock is not. Jimmy Snuka had a hair until he almost died. The Rock does not. The jeans are strong.
Yeah, man.
But so is that gear.
Male pattern baldness is hereditary.
So is that gear. Second gear.
Matter of fact, I'm going to go get me some tears. Some testosterone right now.
Man. No. fuck.
Speaking of The Rock, I actually do want to bring this up before we move on.
Wow.
Black Adam is set to lose $100 million.
Wow, this is doing so well.
You win some, lose some. You win some, lose some.
According to its revenue and the budget and the marketing and everything that goes into it.
It's not good.
It's on track to lose about $60 million, to be short. About $60 million. People are projecting that it will end up breaking even, but we all know... We all know in this day and age, breaking even is
not profitable. That's a bomb. That's a failed film.
So,
in accordance to the film industry, but in my opinion, I think that's the point. This was never meant to make money. I think this was just a point of him getting out there and showing that he could do it. I don't think the point was actually to make money on this film.
Mm.
In my opinion, I think this is
you made your point.
Yeah. But now, I could be wrong. But I mean, granted, The Rock is, you know, he is huffing all the copium as he defends himself constantly on Twitter, like Elon Musk, as he constantly fights with, no, it makes, look at the margin. What are you talking about? He brings up all these percentages and shit. Like, no, the movie's not doing well. Like, yes, it is. What are you talking about?
You better relax. We're about to put you in a neck hold.
He will find you.
He'll grab you like a basketball. He'll grab your head like a basketball and dribble that shit too.
Fucking slam dunk you into a bed of
it'll be the
French
anime death
toast.
You hope for.
Moving on, like I guess we could just talk about for a quick second before going on to the
other news, but fucking James Cameron is really doubling down that, like, hey, if you can't sit down and watch a three-hour and 30-minute film, then you could just go to the bathroom.
It's okay. You know why?
Yeah.
This movie's so fucking good, you'll be back.
Yeah, exactly. You'll finish it.
And back. And back. And back. You're going to give me 54 hours of your time. Because this movie's so fucking good.
I'm not believing the hype, bro.
I'm neither.
Did you believe it the first time?
Hold on.
So, exactly.
So I'm conflicted.
About what?
I've mentioned before, I follow Guillermo del Toro on Twitter, and I still believe he's got one of the best film-wise Twitter accounts.
Okay.
Right. So he always props up movies, little movies you've never heard about, or he'll say what a fantastic time. He'll give like small reviews of movies that he goes to go see. He's always sharing like different animation studios. Yeah. Or he's a fantastic follow for anything film. He raved about the Avatar.
Oh.
Wait. He saw it already?
Yeah. He said it's a movie.
Everyone's saying that this movie's great.
Capital letters, movie.
No.
Everyone's saying it's great.
Look.
We're not going to sit here in this podcast and contradict God.
No, you're not going to. No, he's. Look,
you're gonna eat shit, bro. Get ready to eat shit. Navi shit.
I've been fooled too many times to have a person come to me who I trust and try to tell me that this movie is, or some movie that I already know is going to be bad, it's good. All right.
Get ready to see it.
All right. I trusted James Cameron at first. Every single time he said, hey, you know, this new Transformers movie.
This new Terminator movie is legit.
He used it every single time.
He was right the last one, at least.
It was
good enough.
It was good enough. Yeah,
we don't all hit it out of the park.
So it's like, I guess as long as he keeps coming and saying it's good, one of them has to be, I guess, right?
That's kind of how that's how statistics work.
Yeah. No, I don't know. We're gonna see it, so we're gonna find out in like next week. So we'll be right back here.
Yeah, stay tuned for our review of Avatar: The Way of Water.
Yeah, and.
I'm excited.
I did see somebody.
Make sure you clear your bowels.
The creators of Avatar: The Last Airbender did come out and say, it's like, they're like, if they drop a fourth book and it says something about fire, they're like, we're riot.
Do you know that's why, like, apparently Avatar, the show, had to actually put the other stuff at the Last Airbender part on the end because he somehow copyrighted the word Avatar. Yeah, the word.
He's too strong.
He is.
He must be stopped.
He did it years later. Also, I'm hoping that this movie does well because now I'm selfing my copium. Apparently, I read an article saying, like, we know if this movie does well, maybe we can get another Alita Battle Angel. I'm like, okay.
Yeah. Oh, don't fucking tease me with that. Yeah. Don't tease me with that.
Look.
Sit down, y'all. Sit down. Look. Sit down. Drink your herbal tea. Sit down. You'll be okay.
No. Look, it could happen.
No, we need to take Alita back from the fucking neo-Nazis that tried to claim her, right?
It's true. Yeah. She's ours.
Neo-Nazis.
Yeah, no, they did. They tried to make her a, just like how they did it with Pepe the Frog.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, they tried to do with
they
Alita.
They said that it was a, pretty much right wing, some right wing nuts tried to
claim her.
Claim it as.
Made a whole bunch of art and everything with her with Nazi symbol.
Like they said that the movie was like predominantly to their beliefs or whatever, because they don't know how to watch movies.
They don't know context, I guess.
Man, what do they drink?
I don't know.
Copium. Not Fishmas.
Not Fishmas. I guess like the last
The last thing on the docket is actually some spice from the video game world.
Look, man, I don't know if it's spice, all right? It can't be spice if you see it every fucking 2 weeks.
But the sad part about this is about the, okay, apparently Nintendo has partnered up with a organization called Panda, right?
Panda Global. Global is an esports organization that has been around for a few years now. They've been really dominant in some scenes.
Yeah. and now to officially license and do a Smash tournament from Nintendo, official. And with that, there was a one Smash tournament that was going on at the time.
Smash World Tour was happening at the time, and that is a purely community-driven event.
Yeah,
and it had more traffic going for it than Panda Global's World Tour did.
Ever did.
So there is apparently a history of the former CEO of Panda Global having
Alan
some tendencies, and he was trying to monopolize the Smash scene and make sure that all the big streams were under Panda Global's belt. And so there are some people who said they saw this coming from years ago with conversations with him, and he said that he didn't see himself as doing this, but the dominoes have already been toppled, you know what I mean?
Yeah. There's, like, at the end of the day, like, a lot of it is a lot of he said, she said about, like, him, even though apparently from a lot of people have come out and said that Alan has did this former CEO of Panda, saying that he has went over to different other Smash tournament organizers.
Smaller and, local tournaments to try and bully them out so that they could, you know, bend the knee to Panda.
He would just get a monopoly on it, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
He was just dropping line, oh, well, you know, just saying, like, this isn't official. We're official.
It all came to a culmination a couple of weeks ago when Nintendo came out and said they would not be supporting any unlicensed,
yeah,
I guess you could say the word, tournaments.
In my mind, for this type of news, in my mind, what Nintendo says on the matter is kind of moot because Nintendo's really never has anyone's back for any better reason.
It's true, but
it's just par for the course for them. This is more about a community thing with Panda Global relations with the Smash community.
Well, that's what I was getting at.
The community as a whole has sided against Panda, and even their pro-sponsored players who were getting paid by Panda
fleeing.
Left. They all left.
Yeah, they fled.
I think, like, the only thing that the flags that I saw that was, like, really scary is that, like, apparently this is hints at the time for unlicensed tournaments and everything is over.
Oh, yeah.
Like, that time, we don't, the future of grassroots tournaments is in question.
Mm-hmm.
And no one knows if they're going to be doing it or if everyone's going to be scared to do it because of hoping that Nintendo doesn't come in and bring down that, you know, cease and desist letter.
And we've talked about how hard it is for some of these tournaments to even have a prize pool to begin with. Never the mind, Nintendo, anything associated to Nintendo gets zero backing from them as far as cash pools or even as far as being able to use the IPs from time to time.
Yep.
The Smash scene has persisted without Nintendo's blessing for decades, and it will continue to do so.
I hope you're right.
No, I know I'm right.
Okay.
These guys are strong and resilient, if not smelly. All right. But more power to them. They stand together as a community. They all left Panda Global. They stand together as a community. You can't break that down.
All their money goes to setting up tournaments.
Yeah, like
and they, none of it goes to hygiene care.
It's
and like you know, time and time again, like looking from the outside or inside in, you see these type of esports organizations rise up in the fighting game community and disappear. You saw this years ago with Empire Arcadia. Mm. You saw this with Evil Geniuses, and you saw it with Panda Global. You know, these big organizations, they come and go. I wonder what the next one's going to be.
Mm-hmm. I just don't know. I wish there could be something to be done just to make things just better for the Smash. It's just not fair. Like, there's so much untapped potential there. It's just... No, it's just like the Nintendo just completely just ignores because they hate their fans.
Melee
they hate their game.
With MLG.
Yeah, it's in the Nintendo constantly like how is it that like you have to fucking worry about like the person the only people who are against the game who's keeping the game down is the very company that made it, like that it's just really
scary. Odd fight to keep fighting, isn't it?
Yeah, like it's like you're going against the Goliath, the people who made the game is. Like viciously always attacking you because that you like the game and you want to do stuff with it and to promote the game and to make you money. They want to help you, Nintendo.
No,
but
we don't need
you don't
help.
Make me money.
We don't.
I make
help.
Me money.
Do you even make yourself money?
Where are your billions at? Huh? Where's your billions? I got billions right now. I signed a check.
I get...
But not for you.
But not for me.
To somebody else. Panda.
Yeah, and they're not even going to be a thing anymore. No one's going to go there. No one's going to go to the tournaments.
Yeah, restructuring. Single guy ruined the reputation of a whole organization.
They're restructuring, getting a new seat. They got Interman CEO boards. They're going
to... Unless that guy sold his share to the company, like, he still has a big vested interest in it, and his word still matters. Like, he can step down as the CEO all he wants.
It doesn't matter. Yeah.
And the people in Smash Community, they're not stupid.
They're going to remember this, and they don't forget.
At all. They're like they're elephants. They don't forget.
But with that being said, sadly, we have no reviews, comic book reviews this week.
I didn't read nothing.
I did read a couple things, though. I do want to shout out Briar, number two.
Yeah.
Fire.
Yeah. Okay.
X-Men, Immortal X-Men 9, fire. It's been a to do a Powerbomb Wrapped, and we're probably it's done. We'll probably
we could probably start the year with that.
Yeah,
that would be great.
So stay tuned for the start of the year. We're gonna hit you with a Powerbomb review. So go out there, 7 issues. Read it if you haven't. We can't sing the praises high enough. We're gonna I want to go do it down and like break it down really good. Because he had some themes in there that I feel were kind of overlooked in the first read through. So I'm going to go back, reread them. Super fun, super great. And I've been delving into 80s Japanese wrestling. Yeah. So it's fucking it's right up my alley right now.
Sounds beautiful.
So with that being said, thank you for joining us in another episode of Thirsty Nerds Podcast. Ooh. I am just/Uno or just_Uno.
Oh, yeah.
You can find me on Twitter, Instagram, at their name.
I am Stooge Prime. You can find me on Twitter, and you will find my Pokemon floating around in Wonder Trade when I'm breeding these motherfuckers.
I am King. You can find me at King Creates X, all K's, no C's, on TikTok, Twitter, or Instagram. Also, follow us on @ThirstyNerds anywhere that you listen to podcasts or anywhere you on all the social medias, including TikTok. We're everywhere.
Yes, sir. Nerds.
Yeah.
And as always, Enjoy your holidays, whatever you celebrate. Enjoy your new year.
Drink an extra beer from me.
Yeah.
Get an extra tamale from me.
And stay thirsty.
Piss out, nerds, and
eat a turkey leg too.
Yeah. What?